This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3215 for Friday the 27th of November 2020. Today's show is entitled, Why I Gave Away a 3D Printer. It is the 210th show of our hookah, and is about 7 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, I briefly had a 3D printer and gave it away. This is why.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Ahuka for Hacker Public Radio and another exciting episode. I think we should have a whole new series called Ken's Request, because if you've been around Hacker Public Radio for any length of time, you could make the most innocent comment and Ken's response would be, I want a show on that. Well, this is one of those shows. So I had was watching the mailing list and Ken had posted that he was looking for shows about 3D printers. Okay, it makes sense. And I, innocently enough, wrote back and said, well, you know, I wish I could help, but I gave mine away. Well, you can probably see where this is going. As soon as I said that, Ken said, why on earth would someone give away a perfectly good 3D printer? And of course, I want a show about it. Well, here we go. This is a story that ties together two different pieces of my life, both of which I have talked about a lot on Hacker Public Radio. So, the start. In October of 2017, I went to Ohio Linux Fest. Well, I've done that many times. I've posted shows on Hacker Public Radio about it. I spent a few years running publicity for them. And it's a good convention for open source folks. I'm looking forward to the virtual one this year. Now, how did a guy from Michigan get involved in an Ohio event? Well, for those who are not from the Midwest of the United States, you might want to know that Michigan and Ohio are what we might call friendly enemies. There was a border war in the early 19th century, which Michigan won when Ohio was forced to take Toledo. Now, that's a joke. Actually, we have a family membership at the Toledo Museum of Art. And the University of Michigan and Ohio State University are football rivals that close out their seasons each year with the rivalry matchup. But the joining of this University of Michigan alumnus, which is me, with the Ohio Linux Fest came about because of PenguinCon, the other event that I've been involved with, which I have been going to for some time, and I went to become the TechTrack programmer there for a few years after I stepped down from my position at Ohio Linux Fest. So these two things are kind of entwined together for me. Now, it all started at PenguinCon because I had gone to a panel where George Castro, who at the time worked for Canonical, and you know, he has since left Canonical to become community manager at VMware. And he talked about how to get help with your Linux install. Right? Perfectly good talk for a tech conference. It was good, but I noticed something missing. He never mentioned Linux user groups. Now, I was at the time the leader of the Washtenaw Linux user group, Washtenaw being the name of the county I live in. And that's where the University of Michigan and other institutions are located. And we helped people all the time at our monthly meetings. And I was certain that there were lots of other groups out there doing the same thing. So I spoke up and I asked George to correct the record, which of course he graciously did. But after that panel was over, I went out the hallway and I was approached by Beth Lynn Eicher, who said they needed someone at Ohio Linux Fest to be the liaison with the Linux user groups. And based on my comment, she thought I would be a good candidate. So I agreed to take that on. And I was working under Joe Zonker Brockmeyer, who was in charge of publicity. Now, the following year, Zonker stepped down. He is now the editorial director at Red Hat, and I took over his position as head of publicity, largely because no one else wanted it. Now, I did this for a few years. Even after I stepped down, I continued to attend each year. I think 2019 was the first year I missed since 2008, which was my first year attending there. I had retired. My wife and I had a trip for our 40th wedding anniversary, and there were other family matters. My wife's mother died, and there were estate things to, there was just a lot of stuff going on. So it was a busy time. This year, the event is virtual for obvious reasons. Still looking forward to it. Got some good speakers. But one of the ways Ohio Linux Fest raised some cash, and it takes a lot of money to put on an event like this, was by having a raffle. Corporate sponsors would donate items to be raffled off, and attendees would buy raffle tickets. So, of course, I did what I usually do and bought something like $20 worth of tickets. And when they got to the main prize, a 3D printer, my name was the one they called out. So that is the story of how I obtained the printer, but how did I come to give it away? Now that takes me back to PenguinCon. PenguinCon chooses a charity each year to receive both some focus and some money that is raised through things like raffles. And in 2016, this was an organization called eNable, and there's a link in the show notes if you want to find out more about them. This is a group that uses 3D printers to create prosthetic limbs for children who are missing limbs through things like birth defects. Now, I thought this was a very good thing to be doing, and I was proud that PenguinCon was promoting it. So when my name was called at the OLF raffle, I knew almost immediately what I would do. My choices were either to have a neat toy I could play with, or maybe make lives better for some children. And that was no contest at all. Now, the reason eNable was the charity that year at PenguinCon was because one of the organizers was involved with the group and was, in fact, making limbs. So when the printer was delivered to my home, I messaged him to see if he could use it. It turns out the one I got was a much better one than what he had been using, so he could do even more good work with it. And it's not like I lack for toys in my life. I know I did the right thing, and I have never regretted it. And with that, that is the story of how I gave away a 3D printer. This is Ahuka for Hacker Public Radio, signing off, and as always, asking you to support free software. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.